Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Funk reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Funk moves to third. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Funk scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seeds. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Larry applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pipgras, and towards Lazzari, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grubb. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Grubb steals second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball four. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Seeds moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Appling hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dickey scoops up the ball and tags Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Funk throws the ball into Appling, who tags Pipgras trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Self hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress strikes out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Self. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Larry applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lyons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Funk for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Self hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pipgras hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a fly ball towards center. Funk catches it and throws to Hayes, who relays to Sullivan to double up Larry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lyons bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Hayes scores. Seeds moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig strikes out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Ruth moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Ruth moves to third. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Self hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Samuel Bird pinch hits for George Pipgras. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Wells now pitching. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Funk moves to second. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Funk steals third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry has Funk trapped. There's the throw to Dickey and over to Sewell, who tags Funk for the out. Seeds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Seeds trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.